Hi, I'm Patricia Grabarek.
And I'm Katina Sawyer, and welcome to the Worker Being Podcast.
Today, Katina and I are staring at each other in person recording this. It's so fun. I guess I'm very funny to Katina right now.
We actually were just like staring at each other, and so it was just sort of humorous to note the fact that we were doing that.
Yeah, I don't lie to our listeners.
No, I know. Okay. It's true. You do tell the truth.
I do. Always. All the time. Yeah, so we're sitting here, and we just got back from Palm Springs, so we're at my apartment right now, and we had a really fun reunion weekend.
Yes. We had the chance to stay at one of Patricia and her husband's friend's house, and we got to stay there in exchange for watching their dog, Poppy, who was so cute. And
so
the
cute.
House was beautiful, and it provided an amazing space for us to do our retreat. It had a pool, a hot tub, like beautiful outdoor area. The inside of it's so cool, like so nicely decorated. Like it was just such a lovely space for us to spend our time. So that was like a win just to like kick things off immediately.
Yeah. I mean, it's very Palm Springs themed, and I don't know if you had said that they're going to Airbnb it. So like they really wanted to kind of create a really cool vibe in there, and it is awesome. They did a great job. So we got to take advantage and be guinea pig guests, but we also got to watch the puppy, and she is like a tiny genius, and that was really fun. So yeah, there were a lot of wins, and then we got to explore Palm Springs, and I've been there like a million times and I love it so much, and now Katina has seen it and gone to like all the great restaurants and things with me.
Yeah, it was awesome. I loved it, and the mountains are so pretty, and it's really cool because they're just like so tall because you're so like low, the way that like the elevations work. So like the mountains just look huge. So pretty. And I really like mountain views. I mean, I love an ocean view, but a mountain view is amazingly pretty as well. So that was awesome. And yeah, we got to go to a bunch of good places, all different cuisines. We had an amazing sushi dinner, which for those of you who listen frequently, you know, Patricia and I love sushi. So that was fun.
It was amazing. Yeah. Sandfish, for anyone that goes to Palm Springs, you should definitely go there.
It was so good.
We got the omakase, and it was like, I mean, it was ridiculous. It was just so good and so much food.
Yes. We were actually like troopers for getting through it, but like troopers in the best way, because it's not like a hard thing to do, but it was like it was a challenge, but the food was so good. You just like didn't want to waste it. So anyway, it was delish. That was really awesome. And we got to just spend some time hanging out, walking around to different stores. They have really cool furniture stores there. I know you said before Palm Springs style, but for people who haven't been there before, it's like very like 1960s-ish U.S. like kind of like a kitschy style. So it's kind of like a throwback, and they've preserved a lot of that look in all the hotels and the restaurants and stuff. So it's kind of cool to like go see a town that sort of still has that vibe.
Yeah, it definitely feels like it's still in the 1960s with some modern flair, but it is, the colors, there's a lot of bright colors, kind of some of those googie architectural features. It's just, if you haven't seen it before, just like Google Palm Springs style and it'll pop up. The shag artists, we went to the gallery. Like that's kind of a good, I think, example of the type of style that Palm Springs has. And it's just really fun and not, it's not the kind of style you see really almost anywhere else. So when you go there, it just feels very unique, and it's such a great place. I love it.
It was awesome. We had a really good time, and we went to a couple like speakeasies, a tiki bar.
Yes, the tiki bar. Bootlegger Tiki is awesome.
That was really fun.
Yeah, it's very tiny. You have to have a reservation. So if you are in the area, make sure you book in advance, especially because you want to sit inside where it's, you know, the full vibe versus on their patio. So it is, and they have those like really fun. I love the thing about tiki bars. I love is, well, the drinks obviously are delicious and the style is really fun, but also I love the cups.
Oh yeah, the cups are amazing.
Everything about those kinds of cups, like the skeleton cups or whatever weird things they have, it's awesome. I just love it so much.
Zombie cup.
Yes.
From Disney at the Polynesian, they have the bar in Florida called Trader Sam's, and we bought some cups from them just because, same thing, we were like, these cups are amazing. So these really cool like zombie cups and stuff, and like I just love those too. It's mm-hmm. so fun.
They're really fun. Trader Sam's, I'm pretty sure, is a take on Trader Vic's.
Oh yeah,
which was out here in the LA area. I think they're closed now.
Yes.
And then there was there was one in Palm Springs a long time ago too.
Look at that.
Back full to Palm circle. Springs.
Yeah. Yep. The tiki place. So yeah, so we did a lot of fun stuff, but then we also did some planning for Worker Being. So it wasn't just a fun trip, although it was nice for us to see each other after we haven't been together for so long. It was also a working trip, and we had some like objectives for what we wanted to do.
Yeah, so that's really what we want to talk about today, is just a little bit around our trip and then what we've been planning. And we spent a good amount of time working on a like visioning exercise, which I think was probably one of my favorite things that we did this weekend.
Yeah.
We found this visioning exercise online. Maybe we can link to it, actually.
Googled it. Yeah.
Yeah, we should find it and link to it, so that way everyone can check it out if they want to. But basically what we did is we went to separate rooms to not like influence each other, and it had you like walk through all these different prompts around creating a vision for your 5-year plan. So it's like, imagine you're 5 years in the future, right? Like it's same date, 5 years in the future. Where are you? Who are you with? What are you doing? What do you see? What do you smell? Like what kind of, you know, situation are you in? So you describe it, and then it goes into deeper prompts around like what's currently going on in the company and your business, you know, who your customers are, what are you doing, what aren't you doing. So really got us thinking more strategically around what we want Worker Being to become and where we want it to go and how we can get there. And like, what are the things that we don't want to do, which I think is really important for us, because yeah. we have a tendency of just kind of doing everything that we can. And it's really helped us focus and like structure what our plan is for the next several years.
Yeah. And I think it's also like, it's not that we don't like stuff that we've been doing. So it's not like we feel like certain things that we've been focused on or where we're going in the future, we have to like carve out a space that's like a little bit more streamlined than where we've been. And I think it's hard because it's not like we dislike anything that we're doing, but it's really trying to think about like, okay, if we could do ideally the things that we love the most, what does that look like? And then how do we pave a path towards that? And that's really the purpose, I think, of the exercise, was like, imagine yourself in the best place that you could imagine 5 years from now. What does that look like? And I think that was super helpful.
Yeah, it was really helpful. And when we came back together into the same room and talked through it, we were so aligned. Like, it was a little bit scary. Like,
yeah.
Like, it was awesome, but it was a little weird how aligned we were. Like, some things were different, of course. Like, we didn't pick the exact same situation we would be sitting in 5 years.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, the room we were in. But the general idea of what we want the business to become and where we want to go was almost identical.
Yeah. And had some good questions around like, who are your clients? Like, you know, what sorts of things do people say about you? Like, what differentiates you from other people? And we were like really aligned on all that stuff. It was really interesting. So I think that helped us to solidify that we're on a path that we both feel good about. And now we have to just like plan for and execute that path. So after we did our visioning exercise, we made a 5-year plan, and like, Patricia had like a slide for each year, and then we took the like immediate actions for like the end of this year and next year, and really made those like more fine grained so that we have more of a roadmap to follow to get us to the place where 5 years from now we can turn around and see the vision that we put out and it's actually true.
Yeah. And the most important part of this vision is that we don't look a day over the age we are today.
I forgot that you wrote that in your vision. Your vision was that we are cryogenically frozen in time.
Yeah. I mean, we were joking about it that like, because in 5 years we'll be...
I'll be 41.
I don't want to say it. Yeah, I'll be 40.
We will be old, 5 years older than we are. Yeah,
I know. Which is like, I mean, I guess reasonable, but yeah. It's just a weird thing to think about. And
it is.
Which I know is like silly, but it was just a funny like thought that we had. We're like, oh my gosh, we're going to be that age.
Yep.
But if everything goes according to plan, then I feel like we'll be feeling pretty good at that age. Doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, I think so. And also, I mean, 5 years actually, it can sound short, like, oh my gosh, we have to do all this in 5 years. But then when you think about like what we were doing 5 years ago, you know,
I was
like,
in Palm Springs again.
Yeah, yeah.
Not for the same reasons.
But like, if you think about how much does happen in 5 years, it gets like less scary to think about that like horizon. And it also makes you feel like, okay, well, by the time I get to that point, it'll feel like 5 years because that's actually the amount of time.
Been yeah. 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it'll be good. It's good. So a couple of the things that we're going to be launching in the near term, like for all of you listeners, I'd be curious. So we're going to be launching a YouTube channel. So that will be coming fairly soon, the next few weeks. So keep an eye out for that. And then another major focus for us is going to be the research project that we've been working on. So we're really focusing on research and kind of helping build out or really help answer questions that are still kind of out there in the field that we haven't had answered, so that we can help provide more guidance on how to really lead for wellness within organizations.
Yeah. So I think we're kind of looking in two prongs. We're trying to find more avenues to get the research out there. And then we're trying to produce our own research that can help to inform the gaps that we've been seeing in those conversations as we've been doing this over the last several years. Like, what do we wish existed that doesn't exist right now? And how can we create that? And then also, in the meantime, give some more avenues for us to start spreading the word about what we already know, and then to like start maybe breadcrumbing some of the stuff that we're learning in our own research and weaving that in for you. With regard to the YouTube channel, that's, you know, obviously in the vein of trying to find more avenues to get the research out. And so we have our blog. If you have not yet read our blog, we have a new blog post that comes out every week, and that summarizes a body of research that's related to what we talk about on the podcast every week. And, you know, always about workplace wellness. But that contains lots of great links to articles and other things that are not streamlined around the one specific article that we cover on our podcast episode. So you'll find a whole review of a literature in that blog post that surrounds the article that we're featuring in the podcast. And then in the podcast episode, you know, in 30 or 40 minutes or so, you get a deep dive into the article that inspired that blog post. And then now with the YouTube channel, we're going to be able to give you really tinier snippets that you can learn the main takeaways from the focus of that particular week, that would be easy for you to share with a coworker or your boss, or for you to just consume yourself if you're short on time, where you get the key elements of the messages, but you know, the person might not want to spend 30 or 40 minutes listening to a full episode.
Yeah, exactly. So we're definitely going to be kind of giving that bite-sized takeaway piece that you get obviously in our episodes, but you know, might be an easier, more streamlined approach for people that need it. And it won't be focused necessarily on one article, but kind of an area of research. So just a different lens that can support some of what we're doing here on the podcast.
Yeah. So we're thinking that those YouTube clips will be like 5 to 10 minutes each. And the ones that we recorded in Palm Springs were done in this beautiful house that we were in. So some of them that you'll see have quite the lovely background. Unfortunately, we will not be able to replicate that same background moving forward. But we do hope to provide content that is easily shareable and more bite-sized for, you know, really making sure that you're honing in on the, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 takeaways that we want you to get from that body of literature. So now we'll have the blog, bigger literature review, the podcast, deep dive into an article that's on the same topic, and then we'll have the YouTube snippets, which are shorter, more condensed, bite-sized versions of the main takeaways of what we want you to get from that body of work.
Yeah. And I think an important note for everyone that listens to us over time, you know, kind of like peek behind the curtain of worker being, if you will, is our big goal is we really want to grow the followership. We really want to continue to grow who's listening, who's getting the message, so that we can make a broader impact. Like, the goal here is that people can take this information and create workplaces that are thriving, and create workplaces where people can be their whole selves and then can go home and still not be so drained and exhausted and do what they want to do and live the lives they want to lead. So we can't really make that impact unless we touch a lot of people, especially people that have influence or, you know, are growing in their influence in the workplace. So we were hoping that we can spread the word, not the world, but, the word to the world. Yeah, exactly. As much as we can, so that we can really grow people's awareness of these issues and topics, and we can hopefully help drive change in the way organizations function today. So we're really trying to do that with this purpose. And then in addition, you know, we're trying to figure out additional like monetization approaches so that we can help fund the research, because that's the most important piece is, you know, we've got great research that's coming in from an academic perspective, but with us and what we're doing, like, what are the questions and how can we take some of that research that is really good and has some strong takeaways, but find like even more concrete ways to make a difference. And so we're hoping that kind of focusing in on the main goal, like really being fairly narrow in terms of what we're doing and focusing on spreading this research out there and then doing the research ourselves too, is going to drive us and our vision where we want to be. So that's, you know, just keep an eye out on that. We're going to be hoping to provide some really cool insights into the research we're doing as well. And if you're interested in participating in the research, we will have a link to Katina's email address, like her George Washington email address, so that you can contact her as well and learn more about the research and see if you want to be a participant.
Yeah. So with regard to and everything that you just said is so true. Like, we're really hoping to make as big of an impact as possible. And one of the ways that we can do that is to do our own research to fill in the gaps of things that we think are missing. So what do people need that they don't already have? And then also to spread the word about our own stuff and other people's stuff as widely as we can to get that message out. And so we are currently interviewing folks who have had experiences with leaders who are very good at supporting their wellness to try to understand what those folks are doing. And so as you're listening, if you're thinking that, hey, I have a leader who really supported my wellness, I wish there were more bosses like that person or more coworkers like that person, whoever the person is. We would love to hear about what it was that they did for you. So if that is something that resonates with you, yeah, I can easily think of a person who really made me feel happier and healthier and thriving at work. We would love to know what they did to do that. So we'll put a link in the show notes, but definitely send me an email if you'd like to be part of our interview process, because we'd love to talk to and learn from you as we're trying to sort of gather the answers to those questions.
Yeah, it'll be really cool research. So anybody that's interested in participating, please, please let us know. And as you mentioned, as we're going through this journey and we really want to spread the word, that's a great place for you to help as well. If you maybe don't have that great boss, but have people that, you know people that do have great bosses, you can send them our way from a research perspective. But then also, if you think other people can really learn from what we're doing, we would love it if you would share the word, right? Spread the word about the podcast and what we're doing, and maybe we can together create a better work environment culture in the US or wherever, you know, if you're listening elsewhere, of course, we'd love that too. I just think majority of our listeners are in the US. So, but anybody that wants to spread the word to help change the way that we think about work as a broader society, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that, you know, keep your eyes open for our YouTube channel. We're working on this exciting research. If you want to participate, please let us know. And keep your eyes open for other ways that you can support us if that doesn't fit the bill for you, that you are, you know, thinking of someone that you particularly find supportive of your wellness, or you don't know anyone who you've heard talk about that. There will be other ways for you to support us as we're doing this work moving forward as well. We're trying to think of what we can do for you in exchange for your support. So something else that we want you to be thinking about is what kind of resources or tools or events or rewards or anything like that would you find valuable from us? So what other sorts of things can we give you that you would find of value? Because of course, if we're going to ask for your support on this journey, and we'll be revealing more about that soon, we also want to be able to support you on your journey. So we would also love for you to send us an email and let us know what you'd like to see from us, what we could give you that you would find really valuable in addition to the content that we're already producing. And hopefully we can be responsive to that as we're thinking through these next steps.
Yeah, exactly. We love any feedback always. As always, we say it many times. If you have any questions, concerns, thoughts, feedback, we would love to hear it. So I think that, you know, we can have a link to our email address. We'll have Katina's email address for the research as well. But just in case you don't remember, our email address is contact@workerbeing.com. And you can also find us on our website, workerbeing.com. You can find us on social media at workerbeing on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter. So you can find us a lot of places and send us messages, DMs, emails, what have you, in any of those venues, so that we can learn from you, support you, and then stay in touch with you.
Yeah. And thank you all so much for everything that you have already done. You're here and listening, which means you're already supporting our mission and vision. Telling others about us would also be super helpful. But we just want to say thank you for being with us in the first part of our journey and getting us to the point where we can make a 5-year plan. That's really, really exciting because we're building on something that has already been really awesome. And we couldn't do that without you listening and reading and being a part of our hive. So we're just really looking forward to the next phase unfolding, and so excited to have you all here with us, and hope that you'll keep your eyes open for updates on what we have in store
for phase 2 of Worker Being.
Worker Being.
Yay.
I don't know what's a word. I was trying to think of something that, like, starts with W or B, like that means like evolution or like revolution.
Worker Being Boost. I don't know. That didn't really work.
Worker Being Boost. Our new energy drink.
Hey, whatever. We all need energy, right? I don't know. I couldn't think of a word.
Hey,
to
I
go
couldn't
either.
Think of anything, so it's fine.
Boost it is.
Yes, boost it is.
But yes, phase 2 is on its way, so we're very excited. And I want to echo what Katina just said. Like, thank you all for listening, sharing, and being part of this journey. And we can't wait to see where it all goes next. And we can't wait to continue revealing more and more of our 5-year plan as things continue to grow and develop and gain some traction. So stay tuned.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for listening.